Good morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your home on this beautiful Wednesday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we're in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. And here the Apostle Paul says that God's people no longer need to offer dead animals or make any other sacrifice in order to please God. Rather, they are to offer their whole selves in living service to God. Such service involves using the gifts each has received in accordance with God's grace. And God's saving word for us this week so far has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to His service and pleasing to Him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and what is pleasing to Him, and is perfect. And because of God's gracious gift to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you should. Instead, be modest in your thinking and judge yourself according to the amount of faith that God has given you. We have many parts in the one body, and all these parts have different functions. In the same way, though we are many, we are all one body in union with Christ. And we are all joined to each other as different parts of one body. And so we are to use our different gifts in accordance with the grace that God has given us. If our gift is to speak God's message, then we should do it according to the faith that we have. If it is to serve, then we should serve. If it is to teach, we should teach. If it is to encourage others, we should do so. Whoever shares with others should do it generously. Whoever has authority should work hard. Whoever shows kindness to others should do it cheerfully. Love must be completely sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another warmly as Christians and be eager to show respect for one another. Work hard and do not be lazy. Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion. Let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in your troubles and pray at all times. Share your belongings with your needy fellow Christians and open your homes to strangers. Ask God to bless those who persecute you. Yes, ask Him to bless, not to curse. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Have the same concern for everyone. Do not be proud, but accept humble duties. Do not think of yourselves as wise. If someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with a wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good. Do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. Never take revenge, my friends, but instead, let God's anger do it, for the Scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the Scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good. And today's key verse is Romans chapter 12, verse 1, where Paul writes, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to His service and pleasing to Him. This is the true worship you should offer. You know, Paul is writing these things in very stark contrast to what the Jewish religion was. The Jewish religion was very open and outward, do all these good things, do them so that others see them and, you know, think highly of you for all of your hard work and your religious spirit. In contrast, Paul says, no, we do these things. We do them according to the strength that the Holy Spirit has done this, and we do it with meekness and humbleness of heart and mind. And that is what true worship is. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, I offer myself as a living sacrifice, dedicated to a life of service that is pleasing to you. Transform me inwardly so that I may know and do your will. Teach me to share the gifts you have given me for the sake of building up your kingdom and being an instrument of your love. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we are reading Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 14, where the Apostle Paul encourages Christians to obey the state authorities. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It is my prayer for you and for your family, your loved ones, and all those whom your life touches. God bless.